Peter Thiel once told Stanford students that if you get one big thing right, nothing else matters. This philosophy has defined his extraordinary career, from co-founding PayPal to making the first outside investment in Facebook to bankrolling Donald Trump when Silicon Valley recoiled in horror. With a net worth of approximately $10 billion, Thiel has become perhaps the most influential tech mogul of our time, despite not being the richest. What makes him fascinating is his contradictory nature. A gay man who funded anti-gay politicians, a libertarian who built surveillance tools for government agencies, and a self-proclaimed contrarian whose most successful investment was a social media platform he personally disdained. As tech's power has grown increasingly unchecked, understanding the philosopher king who helped shape its values has never been more important. Imagine a 13-year-old boy hiding behind three-ring binders playing Dungeons & Dragons. This scene captures Thiel's lifelong attraction to alternative realities. Born to German parents, Thiel's stern upbringing in time in apartheid South Africa exposed him to exploitative political systems, later informing his complicated relationship with democratic institutions. By high school, Thiel had developed a chess prodigy's mind and a defensive personality friends described as saying, "Fuck you, world." At Stanford, he approached college competitively, celebrating his perfect 4.0 GPA and developing a key strategy: move quickly with apparent purpose, even without a clear plan. His chess style revealed much, playing by the book with prepared openings, but struggling against unexpected moves. Thiel's most significant undergraduate venture was founding the Stanford Review in 1987, a conservative newspaper that became his platform against perceived multicultural liberalism. Through the Review, he began cultivating a network of like-minded conservatives who would later populate his companies and investment firms, creating the first iteration of his powerful Thielverse. In summer 1998, Thiel met Max Levchin, a brilliant Ukrainian immigrant cryptographer, at Stanford and invested $250,000 in his security concept. This evolved into PayPal, which Thiel envisioned as a revolutionary currency that could bypass government-controlled financial systems. The PayPal office resembled a tech fraternity house, while its biggest competitor, Elon Musk's X.com, operated from the same building. Thiel was secretive and risk-averse. Musk was combative and risk-embracing. Both companies pursued aggressive growth through sign-up bonuses and referral fees, with PayPal tracking its expansion via a world domination index. Despite rapid growth, PayPal spent $100,000 daily on incentives, processing fees, and fraud losses without generating revenue. After merging with X.com, tensions between Thiel and Musk escalated. When Musk left for his honeymoon, Thiel's loyalists executed a coup that ousted Musk and reinstated Thiel, a corporate drama that would define Silicon Valley's cutthroat culture for years. While Jobs presented technology as expanding human potential, bicycle for the mind, Thiel focused on market power and domination. This shift reflected the internet's winner-take-all dynamics, where blitzscaling became the strategy: grow ruthlessly, achieve market dominance, then raise prices. When PayPal faced massive fraud losses during the 2000 tech crash, Levchin developed the first CAPTCHA system instead of implementing strict identity verification that might slow growth. Security teams made breakthroughs by visually mapping fraud networks, uncovering criminal operations that had stolen millions. As venture funding dried up, PayPal found profit in online gambling and pornography, areas banks avoided. By coding transactions as e-commerce, PayPal became these industries' preferred payment processor, charging gambling customers higher fees. Gambling eventually comprised 30% of PayPal's profits, creating tension as Thiel concealed these revenue sources from religious employees. Despite gambling being illegal in many states, PayPal received legal subpoenas and paid settlements while facing scrutiny for operating as an unlicensed bank. rather than comply with regulations, Thiel lobbied Congress, a pragmatic approach that contradicted his libertarian principles. After selling PayPal to eBay for $1.5 billion in 2002, Thiel reinvented himself. He traded t-shirts for suits, bought a Ferrari, and moved to a luxury condo in San Francisco's Four Seasons. He opened Frisson, an expensive nightclub attracting tech millionaires, though it eventually failed. Thiel positioned himself as a contrarian global macro investor, predicting major economic shifts rather than making frequent trades. This approach suited his indecisiveness and high risk tolerance. His worldview is that if you get one big thing right and move hard with conviction, then nothing else matters, explained an early employee. By 2006, his hedge fund, Clarium, managed over $2 billion, with Thiel being compared to George Soros. He correctly predicted the recession months before most, declaring in August 2007, "We have begun a post-long boom phase that can be called the long goodbye." By mid-2008, when most hedge funds struggled, Clarium had achieved nearly 60% returns. Alongside his hedge fund, Thiel began investing in startups. His most consequential opportunity came when Sean Parker introduced him to Mark Zuckerberg. Meeting the Facebook founder, who arrived in shower shoes, barely making eye contact, Thiel invested $500,000 through his Roth IRA with simple advice, "Don't fuck it up." This investment would eventually be worth billions. Post-9/11 trauma presented an opportunity Thiel seized in 2004. While criticizing Bush for being too soft on Islam and advocating extrajudicial counterterrorism, he funded a venture repurposing PayPal's anti-fraud software to catch terrorists. He named it Palantir after the surveillance devices in Lord of the Rings, ironically tools primarily used by the story's villain. Thiel recruited Alex Karp, a Stanford acquaintance with liberal politics but similar misanthropic tendencies, to lead the company. Rejected by Silicon Valley investors, Palantir gained traction in Washington through War on Terror architects, securing $2 million from the CIA's venture firm. For years, Palantir's software remained more demo than functional product, though post-9/11 agencies willingly nurtured promising concepts. After bin Laden's killing in 2011, Palantir maintained strategic ambiguity about its involvement. Though intelligence analysts later revealed Palantir merely created visualization aids rather than performing sophisticated analysis, this perceived connection drove the company's valuation from $2.5 billion to $9 billion in just 2 years. Despite his vast influence across dozens of companies, billions in earnings, and role in the far right's rise, Thiel remains Silicon Valley's most fascinating paradox, a brilliant innovator who created our digital world while undermining the institutions enabling his success. His network continues reshaping finance and politics. PayPal Mafia members have founded companies worth hundreds of billions, while political protégés like J.D. Vance and Blake Masters carry his ideology into government. Yet despite his wealth and influence, Thiel's legacy feels hollow. His transactional approach to relationships, treating people well for expected returns, reveals the isolation inherent in his contrarianism. In his 2016 Hamilton College address, Thiel countered Jobs' "Follow Your Heart" with "Do not be true to yourself" and "Live each day as if you will live forever." This captures the essence of a man who built a world where achievement depends on shedding ties and going it alone, even as he preaches the importance of networks. Thiel's greatest contradiction may be creating tools connecting billions while remaining fundamentally disconnected himself.